Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. I made it this week. You can follow me on Twitter.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, no hockey this week. So at Diva of Dole on Twitter, our website, divaofdole.com. And we have cool stuff on there right now. There's an interview with Christian Alfonso from, I think it's Breakfast Today or something, a Canadian at Toronto video clip. There's day spoiler pictures for this coming week and the promo. And the promo is pretty good. It's Will, Sammy, and Stefano. So I'd recommend checking that out.
Ooh.
So, and while you're there, you can actually subscribe to our e-newsletter on the blog once a day, usually somewhere between like 6:30 and 7:30 p.m. Eastern. I'm not sure what it is on the other coast. You get one email with all the links of all the blog entries for the day. So you don't get spam, and if there's no blog entries, you don't get an email. So it's great. You can keep up with all the news. If you're busy, you're out working during the day, you don't have time to check in. It's really cool. We also have a Google Plus page there. We've had quite a few followers this past week, so thank you. And Facebook, we have a friend page, Diva Days, and a like page, Diva Days for Lives. And we've gotten new friends and fans on that, too. Thank you. And a good thing about Facebook is our friend Nicole does Facebook events for our interviews. So if you friend Diva Days, which letter D, V-A, Days, you're automatically invited to all the events. So that way you know exactly when the next interview is because you'll be invited to be in your events page. So
yep.
That's really cool. We thank Nicole for doing that because we have like
1,000
friends. Yeah, we have 1,000 friends on Facebook, and that's a lot. And you have to like click them all individually. You would.
Oh wow.
I know. I don't
that
know why there's
nice,
no way
Nicole, to do that.
I know. Poor girl. I emailed her yesterday. I'm like, I'm sorry. I have one more for you to do. You got to do the Teo one. So yes, we have Ian Buchanan. On Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yay!
And if you've never listened to an Ian show, you're really missing out. He's fantastic.
Ian is just the best. He's so delightful and so funny, and just love him.
Yeah. Even if you don't know who he is, you would still like the interview. And that's
That's a good point. I mean, even if you haven't seen him on a show, you know, on Days or GH, he's just so entertaining. He's a fun guy. He's just fun and a sweetheart. So we love him.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's fantastic. And we just interviewed him back in December. If you guys want to, I think it's the 16th. If you want to just go check it out and listen to it, he's really fantastic. And he's doing so well on GH. And he's doing so much press for it. I think they were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They did interviews, and he's. And he's just fantastic. We just love
him. Oh, yeah, they were on 2020 a couple weeks ago, too, on a Saturday night. They featured, he was on and a few others. They featured them because it was surrounding the Nurses Ball, the 2016
mm-hmm.
Nurses Ball that they brought back on GH. And he and Anna, Duke and Anna, did a tango and everything. So, yeah, so pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah, I forgot to introduce you. This is Anna.
Oh, hi. Hello, everybody.
You can follow her at Causey Hooch. So Marianne's calling in later. She had to work late tonight, poor thing. So, and Friday we're interviewing Teo Pangloss, who played Tony and Andre DeMiro on Days, and Victor Cassadine on General Hospital.
Oh, yes. My crush since the age of about 12 or 13.
Yeah, she was only on...
What's that?
Go ahead, sweetie.
Oh, he was only on, what, 3 months on GH back in the 80 or whatever, when it, wherever it was. But during the Ice Princess story. But boy, he made an impression on me. In fact, that's how I found Days. He left. This was back in the dark ages, before internet or anything. But that's how I even discovered Days. I was just flipping channels because it wasn't like you had message boards or internet or anything. You just had basically Soap Opera Digest and some of the other magazines. But I didn't know that when he left GH that he had gone to Days. And one day I just remember flipping the TV channels, back when you didn't have the remote, you had to actually flip them. Again, the dark ages. And I just stopped on it. I thought, oh my gosh, Victor Cassadine, I was hooked on Days right away from then on. So, of course, I took a long break in the 90s and early 2000s, but anyway. He just caught me right there, and I was glued to the TV, and I was a faithful fan all the 80s since he had, got me there. So, anyway, I have to thank Teo for that. But, yeah, I've just loved him ever since then, since GH. So, always a pleasure to talk with Teo. He's got so many stories, and he's very can be very philosophical and at the same time just fun and a little naughty sometimes if we can get it there. Just a lot of fun. So he's got several projects going on that I know Marianne has some details on, but we'll get to talk with him about those projects too. So anyway, so we get bookended. We get our week, our Diva week is bookended with two of our favorite hot actors with lovely accents.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine we had them both on at the same time?
We'd never get a word in edgewise. They'd start talking and they would just talk to each other probably. Oh, man. Oh, that would be so fun, though. It would be a blast. We talked with Marie Cheatham last Sunday. And that, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was just last Sunday. And yeah. She's such a doll. We had such fun with her. I could have talked with her for hours. She's just so much fun. And she's a lovely person. You can follow her on Twitter as well. We called out her Twitter handle last week, but it's at Marie, M-A-R-E-E, Cheatham, mm-hmm. C-H-E-A-T-H-A-M.
Yeah,
so check her out on Twitter. And she's starting, Cheatham, and it's Marie with two E's instead of an I-E. And mm-hmm. She's starring on a new show on Nickelodeon, Sam and Cat. So that should be fun for those of you who have followed her career over the years. She's been on just about every TV show and some films known to man. But she's a lovely person, lots of fun. And she also has a Facebook page that has where she's been posting some pottery that she makes. And apparently people have been really loving it and buying it. So if you like pottery, handmade pottery, check that out as well.
Mhm. Oh yeah, her.
Oh, and you can also follow. What's that?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, that's okay.
The show is called Sam and Cat on Nickelodeon. It stars Jeanette McCurdy, who played Sam Puckett on iCarly, and they're taking her character to the spinoff. So, and Marie's character is Nona. She's a grandmother, but I'm not sure if she's Jeanette McCurdy's grandmother or she's playing the cat. Whatever the girl's name is, Kat, her grandmother, I'm not sure exactly. But she has a lot of pratfalls at 72. So
for her.
She said she's what?
Bill Marie.
She's the Wile E. Coyote of the show.
Oh, wow.
I know, that's so awesome.
I remember her from Days because I didn't watch when she was on, but I remember her from Search for Tomorrow as a little kid because I think I really liked her and Lisa Peluso. I think Lisa was kind of like my age. She played the little girl on the show. So she was kind of my age or around there. I don't know exactly. But I kind of liked following that story and everything. I don't remember any details of the story, but I do remember the two actresses. So I really enjoyed them. So she was
I miss Lisa Peluso. I wish, I think she came out of retirement. Somebody would snatch her up. I think she did.
Didn't she do Gotham or so? She did. I was thinking she had done a web series because we talked about it with Marie. I thought at one point, the last time I talked to Marie a couple of years ago. But anyway, she should do something. She's a really neat lady. Lisa sounds like a really neat person, lovely woman. So Anyway, and you can also follow at Lauren Coslow, just because she's awesome, and you can follow at Kilt Trip USA for Ian Buchanan, and at Teo Penglis for Teo Penglis. Trying to think, we haven't pimped You Know Who yet.
I have on my list at Bob Hafka and at Amy Hafka. If you want to follow Ian Buchanan, it's at Kilt Trip USA.
Yes.
So, yes, pimp the Hafka. And he was making fun of me. But I told the girls, redoing the Diva headquarters, moving it from my kitchen to my sunroom, and I've been spending 2 flipping weeks removing wallpaper that I put up myself, so it's my fault. My roof leaked last year, so all the wallpaper got ruined. But not ruined enough that it makes it easy to take down. So I've been spending 2 weeks, and I'm like only halfway done one wall.
Oh, boy. I just hope you didn't get the old stripper out, because, you know, that the OSHA paperwork alone that I had to do with the old stripper is really more than I can say. So please stay away from old strippers. You know, to anyone out there, anyone in the viewing audience, do not touch an old stripper. It's just not a good thing.
You can take that
however you want. We're talking home improvements here, so get your mind out of the gutter. No.
Yes. I am going to strip paint this summer because I have to do my upstairs hallway. This my sunroom, I actually put a humidifier up. It had the steam help pull off the wallpaper. But the fortunate thing is it's a small room. There's none of the walls are bare. There's a French door, and the other three walls have huge windows. So really it's not a lot of wallpaper. I must have just put it up with super glue, and the damn thing doesn't want to come down. But anyway, my joke was I wanted to buy an antique secretary cabinet. You know, like it's when you pull down the drawer and you would write.
Oh, yeah.
There's like all these little nooks and crannies. You stick your pencils and your pens and your notebooks.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it has like a top part, and there's like drawers on the bottom. I wanted to buy an antique. So Bob says, he tweeted me that I wanted, he's like, why would you want an old lady sitting in your lap when I mentioned the antique secretary?
Or bad one, depending on how you look at it.
Yes, so if you want that type of humor, follow up Bob Hapka.
Yes.
So that's our Bob.
Well, exactly. Well, or to be, as I say, follow at Bob Hapka to be both offended, entertained, and offended. And can it happen at the same time or different times?
Yeah.
And
he's not perfectly correct.
Awesome.
So if you get really offended easily, don't follow him. Actually, if you get really offended easily, you should not be on Twitter at all.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
On Facebook.
You
got
to take things with a grain of salt. Oh, boy. Okay, anyway. So we had 4 episodes this week because of preemption on Friday, right? So
Four lovely episodes
of days.
So that's going to put off a day, the big stripper episode we get this week. The guys in their 40s are stripping this week.
Galen and Eric, is that what I heard?
And Sean Christian.
Oh, boy.
And Nathan Owens.
And
Caroline's there, too.
How do the other guys end up at this place? This is what I don't understand. Is it for charity or something? Or
yeah, they said it was... TV Guide or was it Internet Weekly? I think it was TV Guide. Said they were stripping for a cause, but I didn't catch what the cause was.
I'm just hoping they're stripping for the cause because Kate better be in the audience then. Now that would be fun. But anyway, that would be interesting then. I certainly don't mind looking at the bare-chested men on Days of Our Lives, I will say that. There's not... They do not have a low supply of nice looking chests, I will say. But
I'm not quite sure
what the fascination is with all the stripping stuff going on, but I guess it's okay. I finally saw the episode today where Caroline. I saw the episode where Caroline runs into Cameron and does the whole wink, wink, I saw you. You know, he's thinking, what? You know, at the strip club. So,
she's at the strip club this time, too. And I guess, I think she did put dollar bills down Galen's shorts, but then Eric Martzoff refused. I can't remember the story. It was one of the guys refused to have her do it. They said, I just can't do that.
That's funny. Well, you know, I'm not really for anyone being debased on a soap or on any other show. And I don't know how I feel about the men having to do that, but it is kind of nice to have, you know, for all the years that women had to be subjected to that kind of stuff, I guess it's kind of nice to have it in the reverse. But I'm certainly not going to complain about, you know, seeing their bare chests, but I find it a little odd that they're doing this. I mean, I guess it'll be interesting to see it, but I'd rather see it in the context of, you know, a love scene or something like that than stripping, but oh well. I guess we'll see how that goes. But now they need to get Vargas up on that stage too, because I want to see him without his shirt again.
Oh, I know, for real.
Man. Oh,
when Christian Alfonso did tweet a picture of her and Sean Douglas, who plays Vargas, so he's still filming.
Good. Yeah, he tweeted. In fact, his Twitter is, you had introduced that last week, I think, but or a couple weeks ago, but it's at the Sean, S-E-A-N, underscore Douglas. And he's awesome. I noticed he tweeted, I think, yesterday that he had just taped, like, one of the most challenging and fun episodes or scenes he's ever done or something like that on Days. So he's having a good time on Days. Let's hope they don't kill him off and they keep him on and that he stays in Salem for a while, because we really, really are enjoying Vargas.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think I tweeted to him today or tweeted about him today a few times. Just something about, I ended up watching all four episodes throughout the day today, doing various things around the house and stuff. And I finally saw the episode from 4:15 on Monday where Nicole's doing the taxes. And for somebody, and he comes in, he suddenly knows, he's sitting there talking to her, and suddenly, you know, he's a tax expert. I guess he studied it in his, you know, studied taxes for dummies or whatever in prison. It's pretty funny. But he ends up sitting there and helping her do the tax return, and oh, they were just so adorable. I love them together. Oh, man. And then at the end, I guess she's like, pull up a chair, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah. And I tweeted something like, who knew that preparing tax returns could be so hot? And then at the end of that episode, or maybe it was episode later in the week, I can't remember, but anyway, they end up kissing, and I'm like, oh, yeah, sign me up for that. So now I can't figure out, now is Father Eric going to start getting jealous? Is he going to catch them? Is there going to be a triangle? And we're finally going to see,
caught.
You know, is this going to finally light a fire under meek, mild Father Eric, or is this just going to be like, are they just bypassing the whole Eric-Nicole thing now? I mean, I don't know what's going on there, but I'm glad they've injected Vargas, because it's definitely spiced up the story, that's for sure.
Yeah, oh, by the way, Ken was in the chat room, and he said you should have tagged him on that tweet you were having with Sean Douglas.
Oh, is Kenneth a little jealous that I was tweeting our Sean Douglas without him? I'm still waiting to arm wrestle Kenneth for Vargas. I'm ready. I've been training.
Kenneth said yes.
I love it. Oh, yes, that was, I wonder if Kenneth appreciated this line when Nicole said something like, he was saying, yeah, I could tell the guys there were at the, wherever they were, because I didn't see the episode, I'll have to go back and see the episode where they were out on the town or whatever, I guess they'd gone somewhere together, and he said, yeah, I was feeling pretty good that they were looking at me thinking, wow, he's with her. And she's like, maybe he would, and then she said, or maybe they were saying, wow, she's with him. And he's like, oh, I guess so. And I thought of Kenneth. I was like, uh-oh, got some competition for you, Kenneth. That was really cute. I don't know. I mean, I'm all for the Father Eric Nicole story, but I'm also really loving Vargas, and he definitely has spiced things up. And I mean, if it becomes a hot triangle, I'm all for that. I just hope he stays around Salem because he's really good. I was thinking today, he's got stories with two Nicks, Nicole and Nick. So it's kind of funny, but so he's been a lot of fun to watch, and he's a really good actor. That's the other thing. I mean, he's certainly nice to look at, I'm not going to lie, but he's a really talented actor. You can tell there's a lot of layers there, and he's really, I mean, for him to come in and make that kind of impact with the character right away like that, yeah, so I'm enjoying it, digging it.
Well, considering there's been actors on the show now for months or years, and you're like, every time they're on, you just start taking a nap.
Exactly.
You know, and whenever Vargas is on, it's like,
who's the new guy? I love how he's a confidant to Nicole. I mean, it's so funny how he just pulls up a chair and starts listening, you know. Whether he's setting her up and he's totally evil or he's genuinely cares about her, I can't figure that out yet. That's what I love about the character and about the way Sean Douglas is playing him, because you just really don't know. But, oh, my gosh, I'm just like, I could talk to Vargas all day. I'd never get any work done. But so he's nice. And but they need to do something to light a fire under Father Eric if that's ever going to take off, because otherwise, you know, hey, you know, let's go with Nicole and Vargas. And by the way, Sean's dog, he said his dog's name is Vargas. He goes, it started out as a joke.
Yeah.
Because now the dog, that's all the dog will answer to, so that's his name. I thought that was cute.
Yeah, and I guess eventually. No, I'm at the point, maybe Vargas shouldn't have a first name. It's just Steve Vargas.
Yeah, I'm just saying Vargas. He could be like Cher, you know, or, you know, something like that. It's just like Vargas. You just know who it is. You don't have to have a first name.
Yeah, it's Vargas. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, his name's kind of hard for a parent, for like a squish name. Like Vargas.
Yeah.
I mean, Hargis, if it was Hope, it was like Hargis or Vope, or with Nicole be like Nick Gaff, or it could go south real quick. So we'll see. The Vargas sounds good though. I like Vargas. That's a cool name. I don't know how they came up with that name for him, but I love it. So we're Team Vargas for sure. At least as of right now. We'll see. We'll see how he behaves.
Why does it hurt that he's torturing Nick? So.
Oh yeah. I'm Team Vargas all the way for that. Even though I love Blake's portrayal of Nick. Oh, I just want to smash Nick. Ugh. But I don't know, and I'm really curious as to what kind of scheme they're cooking up here. You know, they haven't been real. They've been very vague in what they're cooking up, so I'm just really getting curious about what all that's about, and so, you know, liking that, so, good stuff.
We all kind of thought Vargas had Nick be his prison bitch, but I'm starting to think now, maybe the writers maybe changed that, or maybe Vargas was just protecting him, but Nick had to do something illegal in exchange, so I'm thinking, you know. Well, maybe Nick was raised. I'm thinking it wasn't Vargas. He's kind of
I thought it was Vargas too, but now and maybe they changed it. Maybe originally it was going to be Vargas, but then he came on, and they're like, "Whoa, this dude's talented. Let's keep him." You know, so maybe they decided to hatch this other scheme or something. I don't know, but that was the impression I had at first too, that he was the one that had hurt Nick. But then they've made comments since then that he protected him. So I don't know. But, but he did say this week, he said, I know I saw everything, or I know everything that happened to you or whatever. So, you know, like but I just love how Vargas is listening to Nicole and he's finding out all this scoop, like, you know, Nick's not the father of the baby and all this. It's hilarious how much Nick, you know, how much Vargas is getting out of everybody. You know, he's picking up on all this information. So you know, But I hope it's a case where I like him to be gray, because I think Sean Douglas is can play that. He can play both sides of that and make the character still, you know, redeemable. But I do hope they do something where he ultimately can be around Salem for a long time. You know, like he's not pure evil and he's not purely a bad guy kind of thing, but he has some redemptive qualities that... because he's definitely somebody I'd like to see stay.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Kate and Ray from their angst.
I know, you waited 25 minutes to
I know. I had to talk about Vargas, too. But, oh, man. Well, they were on a couple times this week, so that was nice. But they needed to be on more. But that's the thing that's frustrating to me. Is, like, with other couples, like with Briston and people like that, it's like you see them at the end of an episode and they start the next episode and there's continuity. It seems like with Rate, we get, you know, every other day or twice a week or whatever, and it's frustrating for the Rate fans because we really enjoy seeing them. And so this week they had a fight about the whole Kate trying to pull it over on Gabby, and she apologized and all that stuff. There was a great scene where Sammy, there's the whole double innuendo where Rafe thinks Sammy's on to him and Kate, and Sammy's really just saying, you know, I had nothing to do with the legal stuff that Kate pulled on Gabby. I had nothing to do with that. But for a while, Rafe is thinking, she's like, I know about you and Kate, you know. And so he's thinking, oh, she knows about the affair. And so I love how they're playing that. So Sammy still has no clue. She goes, yeah, Sonny and Will told me. So, of course, Rafe's thinking, oh, she knows about the affair. And she's really just talking about the paper, about the stuff that Kate pulled on her, on Gabby.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Kate comes along because Rafe had wanted to meet her at the square. And he's like, yeah, I called Kate here to address this whole thing with the paperwork and all, with the legal paper and stuff. So, you know, Sammy basically forces Kate to admit to Rafe, unbeknownst to her, that they're, you know, she has no idea they're having an affair. And she gets Kate to admit that she hasn't been pulled, that Sammy had nothing to do with it. So Kate's like, she's like, okay, Rafe, Sammy had nothing to do with the legal, you know, whatever it was that she pulled on her. And it was just so funny because the way Lauren played it cracked me up. I was just laughing because it was just like, she's looking at Rafe like, I cannot believe we're going through this exercise. This is so stupid. But anyway, it was just really funny. And then they, Rafe later have an argument. And oh my gosh, it was a really good one. I mean, basically, you know, he calls her a liar and she's like, you know, she basically uses the W word that all Kate fans cringe when they hear it, the W-H-O-R-E word. You know, she basically tells him that, you know, of course, you know, you were thinking you got the proverbial whore with a heart, but I really, you know, don't care, da-da-da. You know, basically, she's basically so hurt and angry that he was accusing her of, you know, being a liar and everything that she had, you know, planned this whole thing well in advance and that she was taking advantage of him and this and that. She was just really hurt because I really think she's fallen in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, Rafe seems to enjoy Kate's company because he keeps coming back for more. So, and I love that about him. And so on Wednesday's episode, he shows up with a white rose, a sort of a truce, symbol of a truth, and you know they have a talk and everything, and you know he wants to make amends and all that basically, and basically he's hoping to get some that night I think again. So but I love it because he obviously really digs her and seems to really, you know, even when she tries to pull over the wool over her sister's eyes, he still can't get enough of her. And it was kind of funny because Gabby and Rafe had some scenes where Gabby figures out, she's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, no, you are seeing Kate, aren't you? She goes, I totally saw it. She goes, I saw it at the hospital, I saw it oh my gosh, you really are seeing her. Oh my, you know, it was funny to watch her put the pieces together. So he finally, you know, he denies it and tries to play it off, and she's like, "You're a horrible liar." And he's like, "Okay, fine," you know. So she kind of does the ooh thing, you know, that's my baby's great grandmother or whatever, you know, kind of thing. And you know, he just kind of plays it off and everything, and then he basically says he broke up with Kate because of what she did to Gabby and everything. Then Gabby softens and is kind of like, well, I want you to be happy, and I'm grateful to Kate if she made you happy, and, you know, whatever. So, so basically then he goes and does the white rose and decides he really doesn't want to let Kate go, and so he basically apologizes to her for calling her a liar and everything, and they kind of make amends. And, of course, we don't get to see the next day. We don't get to see them, you know, going home or whatever, but it looks to me like Kate was going along with the truth. She said she was going to give it another try or something. So I just love the way they're writing them. I just think there's so many ways that they can go with those two characters and with that pairing. And, of course, I find, you know, I've always found Lauren to be highly entertaining and just fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But she's really, I mean, as you know, I was not a fan of Rafe before this. So, I mean, I like Galen. Mm-hmm. I think he's an attractive man, and I've always thought so. But was not a fan of Rafe and Sammy, and definitely not a fan of, you know, a lot of what Rafe did back then. So I've really enjoyed seeing another side of Rafe and seeing a side that I really, you know, not only the half-naked side, but that side, but also just the fact that he, for the most part, he always comes back to Kate. He always, mm-hmm. you know, he always tends to support, well, not always, but most for the most part supports her, defends her, you know. I mean, he did call her a liar this week, but then he apologized and took it back and everything. So, you know, I just like the way he's kind of there for her, because it's mm-hmm. been a long time since Kate's had that. And so we'll see how it all unfolds, but I'm enjoying it. I just wish we'd see more of him.
Oh, yeah. Let me get Marianne on. She just called a minute ago. Marianne.
Oh, hi.
There she is.
Hello.
Yeah, I made it.
Yay.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy
just,
night.
Just in time for a jammy.
I just got done talking about rate.
So.
Yeah, I guess I caught the tail end of rate. Yeah, I was listening to you talking about the rose when he gave her the rose.
Oh yeah.
What do you think
of that? What did you like those scenes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. It was cool.
Like a surrender. What's that? Which I guess he surrenders, you know. I guess that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she said that, and then he said, no, I'm not. It's more like a truce, you know, kind of like
a truce, yeah.
Than, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She did have a great line. Was it on Monday, where she said something about, what were you doing? You know, he was accusing her of, like, I can understand. He thinks that she's been plotting behind his back to get to Gabby, and I can understand how that kind of blindsided him when he saw the papers
mm-hmm.
and everything and realized what she was doing.
And she was.
Reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
you
know,
know
then when they had that fight on Monday and they were going back and forth and everything, and he said, what were you thinking? You know, because we went back to here we go back to my place. And, you know, he goes, I guess I was watching, I guess I was watching my clothes hit the ground as you were ripping them off of me or whatever. I love that song. That was so, the way she
Yeah, but we didn't
that
see
was.
That.
I know, we need to see that. Come on, people, we need a shower scene still. Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
They keep teasing us with that. Oh, I'll be there in a minute. I'm like, no, the camera needs to follow. So, anyway.
I think Days forgot how to do, like, you know, that romance. And, well, we've seen a little bit more of it now with Kate and, you know, Rafe.
Yeah.
You know, some sex
yeah.
scenes and stuff. And with EJ and Sammy a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
The romance, especially with EJ and Sammy, more like the romance, too, along with the sex. So, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's what's nice. They could do better, but, yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll have you talk about the jammy proposal. I just wanted to say, Kenneth's on the line. I wanted to tell Kenneth, since we're done with the EJammy update them. We'll put kind of thoughts. So go right ahead, Marianne. Tell us about the proposal, what you thought about it.
Yeah, I got to get out of work mode and, like, think what happened this week. The proposal was just the other day, I think. Thursday?
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Tuesday and Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I know from what I can remember now is Carolyn kind of set it up, or EJ had Carolyn call Sammy and to come to the pub. I forget what Carolyn said, if she wanted to meet with her. So that's Sammy was, I think at the time, was on her way to see Eric, and I think she ran into Vargas and Nicole. Well, that's another whole story, I guess. But anyway, she went to the pub, and she got to the pub, and Carolyn was kind of like leaving, and Sammy's all confused and said, "Well, wait a minute, you know, she thought right away, oh, is it, her mind forgetting, her Alzheimer's, but Grandma, you called me to come over," and she, so after Carolyn left, there was EJ, and he had the whole dinner thing and everything set up, to propose to her. And it was cute, the scenes with him and Carolyn too while they were waiting for Sammy to come. Mm-hmm. He was doing his flirting with Carolyn, and she was just, I think she was charmed too. Even though she's still not happy with EJ and Sammy getting married, she's still helping him, and she fell to the EJ charm too. So he's telling Sammy, like, he could have, done it anywhere, in Paris, in Rome, but he wanted to do it in the Brady pub so that he could be accepting of her family, to include her family, knowing that he's going to accept her family in hopes that her family can accept him. And it was very sweet. He brought out the ring and proposed to her finally, and I'm sure other Jammy fans could tell it better, but I think I missed part of it. I think Sammy said no at first, and no, she had to think about it and all that, but he convinced her, and she finally said yes, and they're kissing, and, it was a very nice, it was finally, came full circle now, so now they're engaged. I don't know if you want to add, if you remember anything more. I don't know.
I think she said no initially, but she thought
no? See, I kind of missed that.
She thought that he was doing it to help Will, try to help butter up Stefano.
Oh, okay, for the right reason.
I think that's
what
it was.
Yeah. She just wanted to make sure he was proposing for the right reasons. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. And then he explained all that. He loves her, and I love you, and all this. Yeah, it was very sincere. And EJ, he almost looked like he got a tear in his eye, too. Kind of tear up a little bit.
Oh, and he said, too, that he accidentally on purpose dropped the towel the first time they met. And that was on Twitter.
Just afterwards. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And she said, "No, you did not." Yes, I did. Yes.
Says, oh, I love that they brought up the towel. That was awesome.
Yeah, because she said, "Do you remember?" Yeah, she said, "Do you remember when we first met?" Or something. Or he said that. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, the towel. I did that on purpose. I dropped the towel on purpose. Yeah. That was cute.
She looked shocked.
That was really cute.
But she was like, "Oh, you did that on purpose?" kind of thing. That was hilarious. I'm sure every Jammy heart was just beating extra hard after that.
Yeah.
It's
their playfulness. And their
cute
chemistry. Yeah, they're cute.
And that he loves her
chemistry.
For who she is and isn't trying to change her or judge her. I think, I've always liked different aspects of Sammy's pairings and stuff, so I haven't always been like a total 100% diehard Jammy, but I am enjoying them, and I thought that was really cool the way he's like, her line, she said something like, where, other people only love a part of me or like a part of me, they don't like the whole me, whatever, and, he was like, he just like swooped in with the, he loves everything about her and he loves that, he doesn't want to change her. I just thought first of all, what's not to love about that? Everyone wants to hear that. But secondly, I'm sure every Jammy fan wants to hear that because, you know, it's like she's had her difficulties with other pairings. Where, I mean, of course, I love Lumi, always have, always will. But, you know, and then with Ray, Frave is always trying to, like, tamper down and make her, you know. So I like that EJ said that to her, you know, that he loved her the way she was. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the cutest thing with the towel. That was good. That was like pure Jammy. I mean, that'll be one of the things that Jammy fans will remember, I guess, for a while.
Yeah, I have to bring up Lucas, and he was just friggin' hilarious. After they went out.
Oh, yeah,
he
found out.
I am so happy. I am so happy they are allowing Brian to use his comedy, his comedic talent.
Yeah.
He even imitated EJ's accent. That was hilarious. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yeah.
I
just
love
an impression on EJ's face, you know, like, okay.
Here they are all happy, and they're, like, in love. They're going to go back and make love and... They walk
out. Go ahead. Like, they didn't care.
They
were just laughing along with Lucas. Yeah, but they just, like, it didn't seem to bother them, though. You know, they kind of were, like, laughing right along with the rest of us. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, they have to expect
that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Just, I'm glad that the show is letting the actors who are funny be funny. Brian's funny. Let him be funny. John Aniston is funny. Let him be funny. Galen is hilarious. Let him be funny. Let him, you know, get him out of douche mode that he's been in for the past, like, 4 years as Rafe. He's been a douche. I'm like, that is very funny. And, you know, and all the actors say they hate Rafe, but they love Galen. So that's, you know, nothing more than funny. So, yeah, I was glad. I mean, you know, I mean, seriously, I mean, Brian doing, imitating James Caan, that just, brilliant, and he should be doing that all the time. You know,
you'd be imitating all the characters on there, you know, the different ones.
But I mean, well, let me say something to Kate. He had some scenes with Kate earlier in the week too, where, or maybe earlier in the Wednesday, where he was saying something about Rafe, and well, that's Sammy is Rafe's true love, you know, one true love, the look on Kate's face and stuff. I love it because only a couple
people know
for sure. Yeah, only, let's see, so far, Sonny and Will and Gabby are the
Gabby
only ones.
Gabby figured it out. They'll figure.
As far as I know, that know, right? I mean, so it's still like, here it's going on. We're into 2 months now with these two, and which is awesome. And they're still having sex.
We don't know if Stefan knows, though.
Yeah, we don't know. I would imagine he does, but he hasn't showed it yet. So yeah, but I mean, it's great because it's got legs, because not only is it fun just to watch them and they're entertaining in and of themselves, but it's also fun, you know, I was talking earlier, maybe before you came on, Marianne, about the scene with Sammy, Rafe, and Kate. That was hilarious. And you know, and so it's fun because they're managing to draw it out to the point that still most people don't know yet. So it's just kind of fun.
Yeah, Sammy hasn't figured it out either. She just said, what's going on here, and they always have a good excuse. So
right.
She still hasn't figured it out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and just like Nicole said to Vargas, he's like, oh, Sammy's in her own little world. She's in her own bubble. She's too worried about herself to be clued into anything she saw here. And he's like, oh, good. I thought I was losing my touch or something. So, I mean,
Did you talk about Vargas and Nicole?
We talked about Vargas.
You even talked about Vargas before Rate.
Were first, even before Rate. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
I wonder why I came on at 10:30 and you were still talking about Rate. I said, oh, my goodness, was that the whole half hour? I guess not.
We talked about a lot of other things.
Okay, so Vargas and Nicole refer. Okay.
Yeah, that's an excellent segue, though. Yeah, that's an excellent segue, though, for Kenneth.
Because
Kenneth had some things to say about.
Okay, because we brought up Vargas. All right.
Yes. Kenneth?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
how you
Kenneth.
Doing?
Hi,
Kenneth. I'm doing good. Well, I was doing good, then I heard all this stuff about Vargas, honey, and I got a little bit upset. I got in my feelings, honey.
What?
Well, first
What's
of
up?
All, I mean, Nicole, I like her now, but she didn't put her lips on my man. I'm have to cut it down, honey. She's working my nerves now. Eric needs to come. Eric needs to come on back into the picture. Father Eric, come on, pop that collar on out and unbutton them shirts.
I think
let's
he's
go ahead
forgetting
and
about Father Eric, though. You think?
That's pressure. That's as pressure and tension is building up. I'm telling you what's going on. She wants Eric so bad that she is willing to release that. That pressure, that tension on somebody else. You saw what Sammy did. So when Sammy came in there, son, I'm surprised you ain't followed him down. Where he was going. All thing I have to tell Allison Sweeney or Sammy is that, honey, if you had not come in there, she probably would have followed him and did a whole lot more stuff to him. You might have called him indisposed, honey. That's what might have happened. That probably what would have happened. I saw that. I was. My week was spoiled. Ever since I saw that, I was no more good because they cheated on me. They cheat both of them. They cheat us. Lord have mercy.
They're cheating you.
I don't know what. My feelings is just so hurt.
I just keep thinking, you know, Vargas, it's about time for Vargas to have another project where it gets way too hot for a shirt to be on. I really think, you know, I can hardly wait for summer because I think that there needs to be some, I think the air conditioning needs to break again or something.
Don't go on a picnic or go by the, you know, and, you know, so hot that takes your shirt off or go swim.
Yeah.
Or down
oh,
by the pier, you know, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, have mercy.
It's like they don't use the pier anymore, huh?
Yeah, we haven't seen the pier in a long time. Actually, I'm kind
yeah, well,
of glad.
That, well, maybe
that
not.
Pier
maybe
pier.
We don't want them down the pier. You know what happens on the pier. People get killed on the pier. Yeah,
I'll be down there waiting. I see you. I'm going fishing. Oh, Lord. Oh. I don't know why y'all do this. Get my heart rate and stuff all up.
Well, okay. I mean, and I'm wondering why isn't Vargas at the strip club next week? That's what I'm wondering.
Ooh, honey, him and that camera, honey. That is the perfect swirl.
Oh yeah. I'm with you there.
Chocolate and vanilla ice cream. Just put them on a cone and lick, honey.
Yes, indeed. I think I just blushed.
I think I did, too. As confident as I am, girl, I blushed, too. Okay. So let's talk for a minute. Well, you know, right. How did y'all like that Chloe situation?
She's gone.
Yes, she's gone. Do y'all particularly like how that story ended? Did y'all feel like it was kind of rushed, the ending?
Yeah.
How did she turn
from delusional to, like, having, you know, an epiphany, you know, redeemed herself so quickly?
And then they realized that the storyline sucked as bad as it did, and they finally wrapped it up?
Like, Chloe should have never been like that in the first place.
That's probably why they wrapped it up in a nice little bow.
Yeah.
They said, "No, we screwed up on this story, so let's write it on out. Exit to
yeah.
them." But you know, what is strange is that it comes from Nicole telling Chloe,
right?
And you know, I was kind of like, wow, this is really interesting because I remember Nicole's story with Daniel and what she went through, And I like the fact that they actually used her, because she's like, you know what, I've been there, I've done it, I bought the T-shirt. And you're not doing yourself any good. You're not doing yourself any good. And she actually helped Chloe put herself out of misery, because you know, Nicole went through a lot of pain there, and I thought that performance that she gave during that particular storyline was worth an Emmy. I thought, because she took us, they showed us a part of Nicole. There are some soft parts, you know.
Oh yeah.
She has lost. Look at what she lost, you know.
Oh yeah.
You know, and I can relate to Nicole too, because I know what it's like to want something, want to have something so desperately, and can't. You want somebody else to love you because no one else does. You know, a child and a child can do that for you. You know, it can give you the type of love that you can only dream of. You know, and so it's like I totally understand it. I get it, and so so I like, so even though the story was rushed, I'm kind of glad that ended up, because I was starting to yawn and fall asleep.
Let me ask you this. Can I ask you this? Did you
ask whatever you want?
I was, since we're on that topic, one thing that bugged me about those scenes. Was it? Did it seem anybody else like Jennifer was almost gloating, like she was almost like, "Thank God the Wicked Witch of the West is almost out of the house." I mean,
she kept smiling.
I kept thinking, "Wipe that smug look off your face, Jennifer." I mean, even though I was happy to see Chloe groveling and stuff, I still was it really annoyed me. Did it annoy you, Kenneth? I don't know. I just
Yes, honey. You can tell how she was just locking lips. I mean, both of them. I mean, I like Daniel, but honey, it was pathetic. It was almost like a mercy kiss to me. Mercy. I'm like, are you?
But you guys notice that too? Did you guys notice that? It just seemed like Jennifer was like.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I just kind of just watch it, and I didn't really. I kind of don't even watch that, you know, kind of like fast forward some of those things.
She wasn't interested in it.
I just don't like Jennifer and Daniel together at all. I don't know why they think that couple is so great. I just don't see it.
Yeah. I normally fast forward through their stuff, but I had to watch those scenes. I have to admit, I had to watch it. And I will say, too, there was a little bit of sweet justice for me as a Kate fan, a diehard Kate fan, because if you guys remember a couple of years ago when Kate went, Stefano made her go, I think it was Stefano that made her go and deliver a gift to Chloe and Daniel when they had Parker, and she basically had to grovel and admit that she was, she was wrong to have gone after Chloe, and that she was jealous because she was a younger, beautiful woman. Oh my God, I wanted to run those writers over for writing that for Kate. So if nothing else, the Kate fan in me got a little bit of justice there, because Chloe was then coming and having to basically admit all and, you know, grovel and all that. So it wasn't as bad as what they made Kate do.
Oh, that was nice to
you know.
See,
yeah, but so I did enjoy watching those scenes, but I just could not get over the smug look on Jennifer's face. I wanted to smack her. Anyway, I mean, and I'm not rooting. I wasn't rooting for Chloe and Daniel at all. I wasn't rooting for any of the three of them. I just really don't care. But
honestly,
I'd
rather see Daniel and Chloe myself. I'd rather see Daniel. I don't know.
They seem equally shallow. You know what I mean? In a way that they're a good match.
They seem to belong together more so. I mean,
have y'all taken a really good look at Jennifer? It's time for her. It's time for a little makeover. She need a little a little nipping, tucking, a little sucking. She got some. I call it crow feet wrinkles. They need to suck that up or do something, change her hair color or something. because she's
well, the hair color, the hair, her hair is really bad right now. I mean, and I don't mean to be mean about Missy because I like Missy Reeves, but I just, her hair, the part down the middle, for one thing, was annoying me, and the hair color was annoying me. I don't know.
Well, that's an old hairstyle. She's had that hairstyle forever. Jennifer's always had that. Well, yeah, that's kind of like an old, yeah, she's had that hairstyle.
Oh, no, she has a perm. She was growing a perm, though, wasn't she? In the 80s, she had really big hair. Didn't she tease it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
well, they all had big, everybody had big hair in the 80s, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She's only had three men in her life. That's Peter.
Long hair. She needs maybe a short cut instead of a, she always had the long hair. Maybe a shorter cut, I think. But maybe not as blonde, maybe something a different color or something.
I don't know, honey.
Makeover time.
Big time.
As far as the crow's feet, though, I actually respect her for not doing the fillers and the Botox and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
I mean, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's a good thing because, you know, I don't want to see her not blinking.
Right. You don't want to go overboard like some of them on there. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I think it's better to do nothing than going overboard.
Let me ask you
And I was, what's that, Kenneth? I'm sorry.
Let me ask you a quick question real quick. What did y'all like Crystal Chappelle? Chappelle?
No.
No.
Particularly, no.
We'll be honest, no. Not a fan.
Now, would you guys have preferred her over Melissa?
Carly and Dan, yeah.
Yeah, I would actually have preferred that.
Oh, Carly and Daniel?
Even though I'm not a Crystal Chappelle fan, I actually thought when she was on they were going to go that route, and that would have been a good fit, I think. I don't know. What do you think? What do you guys think? I don't know.
You know what? I think she brings a different energy. She brings a different type of acting standpoint. She's not the damsel in distress.
No, Carly is she is the damsel in distress. She came to town. Stabbed her husband, and then Bo had to rescue her, basically, from Vivian. Carly's a quintessential damsel.
I mean, totally helpless. I mean, she's not like Jennifer. I mean, Jennifer basically didn't put up a fight with Chloe at all.
That's true.
I mean, Chappelle, she did stab the dude in the chest or back or whatever the boy did. And then the Vivian Alamein's whole thing to put Carly back in the sarcophagus, in that dreaded sarcophagus, that plan didn't work out so well. I like her enough to want her to be with Daniel. I don't, and not her with Jennifer. Jennifer needs to find her something. You know, they might need to write a lesbian story for her. She might do well like that or something. I don't know, because she's only been with three men anyway. Peter Blake. Crystal brother, I hear he's coming back. By the way, I don't know if that's true or not, but we have to keep my eyes and ears open for that. But they've been mentioning his name a lot lately. That Krista. That's another mess too. There, that girl there. I hope somebody busts her ass wide open.
Yes, I hope it's John.
Yeah. Did anybody talk about did you guys talk about the damn envelope? Is anybody finding it open
that
the damn envelope already?
Could that have been more annoying? Oh, my gosh.
It was kind of funny at first, but then I was just getting, please open the envelope. So, that was, what did you
and
think?
Why did
it was
you
kind of funny
Sierra
at first.
Opening it?
Now, Sierra, well, that's who eventually opened it.
That's exactly what
it took forever to get it to
Sierra. Sierra got it because Marlena, the last time I saw it, Marlena had it. And
obviously it dropped, but they never showed it dropping, did they?
I don't think so.
They never showed it dropping, no.
I didn't catch anything.
All of a sudden you saw it laying there. Brady was showing it to Marlene. It was going to show all those pictures to Marlena.
Oh,
I don't know.
Well, that's
I don't know how much longer it's going to take to expose Kristen, but I hope they hurry up.
I don't know. I need to be the fly on the wall or something. I need to be the let me deliver the news. Let me do it. I'll do it anyway. I'll get my Emmy award in one episode and sit down somewhere and start collecting my money, honey. Let me break it to her. I do it. Brady, you dumb, honey. She been doing all this to you all this time. Ain't nobody sitting here lying to you. Ugh. For somebody to be rich and have all that money, they surely is dumb. That don't make, oh, Lord have mercy.
Brady is dumb. I can say that.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Could you be any more stupid? Kristen ain't that stupid. If Kristen was that smart, she would have everybody food. She only got one person food because he is a fool.
I love how Stefano calls him.
Well, Marlene is on tour, and Hope, and you know, but not Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. It's time for them to wrap this little storyline up.
Have been doing a lot of double innuendo though, like the whole like you know Sammy with the Kate and Ray thing, and then like. You know, Brady's showing up, and Kristen thinks he's on to her, and he's just talking about his car's been moved. And then Kristen shows up at Victor's, and she's like, "I'm looking for something." He's like, "Oh, I sent it with Maggie. Maggie took it, you know." And so Maggie took it over to the mansion, and she's thinking it's the pictures, and it's really the scarf or whatever it is that she left behind. So I was just like, "There's a lot of that going around right now. Salemites are confused."
You know, I really don't mind Kristen so much because I like the actress a lot, Elaine Douglas. I just think they need to give her something more to do because, I mean, there's this Kristen DeMira person. You know, she wasn't always like that, and I don't mind you know. Revenge every now and then or whatever else, but when you start playing a role like this, it can get kind of old because there's no uniqueness to it. I really liked Kristen when she was back in the before all the multiple characters and stuff like that, which she had more layers to her. She actually had a story. I liked the idea of her real mother, her and Peter, you know, and that whole dynamic. There was a lot going on. And now if people are watching the show, all they know is when they talk about Kristen, okay, John and Marlena. So, you know, I would like for her to become more inclusive and not exclusive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, in what way?
I mean, just more involved. Not just in the sense. It seems like her only motive for being on the show is to seek revenge for what happened to her way back when. What about all the other times? You know, what I would like the writers to do for me is that I would like to know what was her initial. Now I'm talking about back in the beginning when she first got on the show. What was her primary focus? Because it couldn't have been it could have not been John. Since she was on the show first. And I say that because John did not become her focus until James E. Reilly got onto the show. And then
she was supposed to marry Tony. Wasn't that she came on?
She was supposed to marry Tony, yeah.
Yeah,
that's how she was brought onto the show.
And then that all changed. And it's, you know, and it just seems like the actress has no. The character of Kristen has nowhere else to go, and And I would really like them to. I think she could have a. No, I'm not gonna say that, because I was gonna say she has some redeemable qualities, but she has went this far. I don't know if they can pull her back, but I would really like to see some dynamic to her character, not just I'm gonna get my revenge on John, and the best way for me to do that is through his son. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
That's boring. I mean, normally if you're going to be a villain, everybody's your target. I mean Stefano, he didn't just stop at one Brady. He went for them all. He went for the Hortons. He went for Laura and all the other folks. That's what makes Stefano interesting. But she's almost like she's obsessed almost. With John, and I just don't understand what that whole thing is about. I mean, you know, it's do something else with that. And Marlena, I love some of Marlena's earlier work. I wish they would get back to that. They don't utilize Deidre Hall enough. She's a fabulous actress, and she's hella funny. She's really funny in real life. I've had the privilege to have spoken with her at one point in time. So that would be interesting to see for them to get back to that. And that's pretty much it, because they have a lot of great actresses on the show. They just don't utilize them in the right way. I would love for somebody to finally give Maxine a story.
It's time.
It's past due. Gary Tomlin, if you're listening, Christopher Weissel, Lorraine Broderick, listen to me, babies. It's time to give Maxine a story.
Yeah.
I mean, she would be fabulous. I mean, give her something to work with.
They gave us a little window into her when Gabby was. Going into premature labor and all, and she did the prayer thing, and she talked about how her son was in college and she had almost lost him, you know, or something like that. So she had some backstory that she shared. And I thought, you know, they could always bring in some, like her son, and maybe she has a daughter or something like that. They could kind of bring in some of her family and, you know, make him a part of the story, you know, make him a part of the show.
Yeah, and you know, now, you know, Abe is pretty much non-existent. I think I haven't seen him in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's, you know, it's one of those things that I say, you know, as good as the writing is now, I mean, you know, obviously there's room for improvement. You know, you got to think of it as a whole. You know, just like what I was saying, you got to make it inclusive and not exclusive. Everybody has to be involved, because you know it truly is days of our lives. So what story are, you know, you're talking about the days of our lives. This is what happens on the days that we live. You know, we go through trials, we go through tribulations. I want to see that I want to see it. You know, because it's not the John and Marlena show. It's not the Chris and Damara show. It's not E. Jamie. You know, it takes all of them as a collective group to make it work. And I love every last one of them on there. I just think there's not enough going on to pique my interest, I guess. I'm still gonna watch it, because you know I got watches. So my husband on there, honey. I still got to watch for him. You know, but I really would love to see a more an inclusive show that includes everybody. You know, the last time Abe had a decent story was when the whole mayor race.
And then Lexi dying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year was good for Abe. I mean, the last, you know, first half of 2012 was good for him. But
and then Roman.
Well, and they tried with the whole Kayla and Abe thing, but I don't think that was ever going to work. To me, they're almost like brother and sister. Because I've always thought of Abe as like an honorary Brady or whatever, you know. I just think of him and Roman and Bo as like almost like brothers, you know. So to me, it was almost incestuous just thinking of the two of them. You know, it's like, no, this is more like family here. You know, this doesn't work here.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It's nice that they tried something, but they definitely could do. They could go some different directions with him for sure.
Yeah, I would have loved. Them bringing Laura back for that one or two episodes was refreshing. Mm-hmm. You know, it was nice seeing her. I would have loved the original Laura to be there, but I know who I'm talking about. You know, Miss Stephanie Forrester. I can't think of her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Susan Flannery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was absolutely phenomenal. You know, and I'm a young cat. You know, I'm only 28 years old, but I know a little bit of history. I can go back and
read. You're a baby,
honey. I know this, but I feel like I've been here before because I seem to know a lot of stuff, and I don't know why I know it. But it seems like
you know what I would like for Abe is I wish they would find the real Faye Walker. Held captive in the mansion somewhere, like they've been feeding her, you know, for a couple of years, but that she's held captive or something, and that they faked her, you know, somehow there's some explanation or something that she could be brought back, because I love Valerie Wildman, and I would love for, like, Abe to rescue her. I think that would be an awesome story.
Abe has a son with
yeah,
son.
Yeah, Brandon.
Yeah.
Brandon Walker. Yeah.
That would be wonderful to bring Brandon back in some capacity. I don't know how they would do it. Maybe he come back and he's on the police force or something like that. That would be one way of doing it. But, you know, no, we got to give Abe something to do. We got to give Roman something to do, because all these cameo appearances is not working, honey. It's not working. You got to utilize all the talent that's there. So you know, I just hope they keep that in mind. But I believe that we are getting ready to turn a corner here pretty soon. Something big is on the horizon. It's got to be.
I think May sweeps might actually seem like a sweeps month, is what I'm thinking. Because, you know, Gabby's going to have her baby. Something's going to happen with that. You know, some more people are going to find out about Rate. And I know there's some things on the horizon there. And I think, and then, of course, the whole Kristen, I mean, I've disliked most of the Kristen story so far, but I wouldn't mind seeing the payoff if, like, John puts a plug in her or something, or something, just like, you know, somehow somebody offs Kristen or something, I would be fine with that. But if it was a whodunit or something, ended up being John or something, but I don't know.
There's one thing that is really bothering me. I don't know if you guys remember this, but there was a scene where Vargas and Nick were either out on the town square or something, but he asked him, why did you even get involved in this baby business anyway? As far as Gabby and her baby, I thought that was really interesting. It kind of made me think, why did Nick do that? There's got to be more there.
Yeah.
You know,
I think there's going to be a lot that's going to be revealed in the next couple months
because I was thinking that Vargas was gay.
I'm curious to know what they're planning. You know, what they're scheming.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking that Vargas was possibly gay, but now I don't know. And I don't know if Nick, because we don't know if Nick got raped in prison or not. We don't know. And so
I think he might have. I think maybe Vargas protected him or helped him. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, because at first I was thinking that maybe he was a closet freak himself. but then all this stuff started happening. I'm just like, okay, now why is he doing this to Will? Because first of all, if anything had happened to Nick, well, Nick is smart enough to know that. Well, maybe every person is not like that. Every gay person is not like that.
Right.
And now we're seeing this take place. So it's like, okay, what did Nick do that he needed protecting from? And what is this? You know, Marcus is saying, well, you owe me. You know, do this for me. Do that for me. Do this for me.
Right.
I'm like, okay.
I almost think Vargas protected him or something like that, and in exchange Nick made some sort of bargain with him to help him with some schemes, since he's so smart and everything, and you know, obviously Vargas is smart too. But he must have thought, okay, you know, what I'm thinking is, okay, I'm gonna protect you from here on out, but in exchange we're going to do this XYZ scheme, and you're going to help figure it out. You're going to help me, you know, take care of it, you know, make it happen. So that's kind of what I'm thinking, is something along those lines. But I don't
know. It's just really interesting. Like I said, that story besides Vargas, because I know I love him, but you know, that's really intriguing to me, because that has my attention the most, because
yeah.
Because when I look at the character of Nick, and he seems like the same person he was before he left the show, when he was all obsessed with Melanie, now he's obsessed with Gabby. But, you know, the circumstances are a little bit different. They've added a little bit more layers. And so, I mean, that really has my attention more than anything else right now on the show, because it's so intriguing to me. And kudos to the writers for that story and the actors that are in that story, because Blake Ferris, honey, is playing that part. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He is playing that part. I would not be surprised if he gets nominated and wins, because he's totally opposite of the character that he's playing, and a lot of times that's scary for a lot of folks. That's gonna be a very interesting story.
Oh yeah, but before we get much farther, I want to make sure we get Amanda on, because she's been on hold for a while.
All right.
Amanda?
Hi.
You can stay on, Kenneth. I just want to make sure Amanda got on before the show ended. Hey, sorry you waited so long, girl.
It's okay.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey there.
Hey there.
Hi. How are you, fabulous?
Just getting a kick out of your stuff about Nick and Vargas.
What
do you think about Nick and Vargas?
I told Kenneth I'm in training to arm wrestle for him.
I don't think anything.
I will fight for that, honey. I will fight. Did you see the washboard abs, honey, and the chest, the muscles, honey?
Ooh, which one?
I'm telling you, the air conditioning needs to break down or something. He needs to take the shirt off.
Ooh. Let me cut the cord. I guess I got some clamps here. I can cut them down. I can cut them off for. I got the material he needs. And they right there in the church too. And that's just so nasty. Nicole ain't got no morals. I just thought about that. They were pissing inside the church chapel. What professional at? You need to go and confess. And that's in a Catholic church. Isn't that ironic?
Now, I have a feeling, what? I mean, am I alone here? If it were somebody named Kenneth that walked in there and kissed him, do you think it would be a problem that it was at the church? No.
I don't care, because I don't do organized religion, no way. So I, you know, I would have no self-respect. I put the hands on the hood, drop the hands on the hood, spread, honey. Yes, I drop them draws. Yes, sir. I'm play, honey. That's me. I don't care. Oh, he is just so scrumptious. I just, like a bowl of ice cream.
You guys talked about this a little earlier. What was the scene when Rafe and Gabby were talking? There was a line that she said that I was hysterically laughing. She's talking about, since he's seeing Kate, that maybe she's trying to tell him how to think and how to act. I'm going, you stupid idiot, that's what Nick does to you.
But Nick does, exactly. I thought the exact same thing. Exactly.
I went, oh, my God.
I was like,
you're
please,
so
you little robot.
You're so clueless. Like,
although,
oh,
I did think those were, I thought those scenes were funny, though, when Gabby was like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, you and Kate. Yeah, that was pretty funny, I thought.
She had, like, a brain cell for a second, then it went away.
And I did like that she softened, and she's like, well, if she made you happy and everything, I want you to be happy. I was like, okay, that's right. That's the right attitude, Gabby. And so he's going to go back to her, so you might as well just get used to it.
But I'm getting a little sick and tired of Gabby going on about how horrible Sammy is. I'm like, Sammy didn't blow up the town, for God's sake. Shut up, Gabby. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And you're married to a convicted murderer. She really should stop judging. I mean, seriously. It's like, and, you know, the only reason you went early labor is because you forgot to drink water. I mean, I don't think Sammy took all the water out of the city, so shut up. You know, come on. Sammy's done some stuff. At least if you're going to blame Sammy for something, blame her on something she actually did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you know, lying about paternity and other stuff like that. Yeah, Gabby, you know, Gabby and Sammy both done that. But it's like, I'm getting a little tired of it, you know. It's like, Gabby, shut up. You're an idiot anyway. Who cares what you think? Shut up. I know I don't. She doesn't even notice, like, her husband's, like, totally psychotic. I mean, come on. Seriously.
Yeah.
I know how much you guys like Rach, but I'm kind of, like, worried about Kate right now, because it's like, I want her to stay true to who she is and how wonderful she is. I don't want her to settle. Like, Rafe, for a while, he's okay. Then he starts acting like a judgmental ass, and like he was when he was with Sammy, and I don't want to see Kate have to put up with that. At the same time, I like them together, so I'm not sure what side of the fence I'm on at this point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so I think she makes him a better person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. He's still in the opinion, but
he definitely Kate spices Rafe up. I love it. I just
well, that's true.
Yeah.
I love
it. Makes him more tolerable.
Not get enough of them. I love that they're writing angst for them and stuff. I love that. I mean, bring it on. You know, bring on other obstacles. It's okay. I still think, because obviously Rafe keeps coming back. He keeps coming back for more. Like last week, he said something like, like something about how he couldn't keep his hands off. She's like, why do we always, seems like we always end up in bed or something at your place in bed. And he's like, maybe because I can't keep my hands off you or something. I was like, woo, go for it. What's not to love about that?
I called it
and I still love that line. I still love that line that she's like, I was watching my clothes hit the floor while you were ripping them off. Like the best line. I
just love the look on Ray's face when she said that. He didn't deny it.
That's awesome. I just love those two. Oh. I just need to see them more.
Yes.
Yeah. They're like one of those couples they don't show a lot, like Wilson. They only showed like once this week, and at least got Ray twice. Which was nice.
Yeah, we got Ray twice, but, you know, Friday was preempted, and so we would have only gotten them twice because they weren't on Friday either. They weren't supposed to be on Friday either.
I just understand. The couples we actually want to see, why aren't they showing them? Like, showing Jamie more, show Rach, show Wilson more. I don't give a damn about Danifer. Oh, my God.
Because they want us to keep watching, to give us that false hope that the day that we watch is going to be, you know, it never fails. And then the day you don't watch, is when they be on there.
I actually like the fact that Sammy turned him down at first. Because I'm like, how many times has she just rushed into everything? You know, it's nice to actually her think things through. It's like, and she made some valid points about the fact that she's, you know, insecure and just, I mean, pretty much every relationship she has, they always wanted to change her. They never really accepted her. They like parts of her. And I'm like, yeah, she's actually making sense. Who would have thought? And like, and I think it was and I think they had to do that. It also would have been a slap in the face all the Jamie fans have been hanging in for like 7 years, you know? So I think that was nice what they did there. I did love the towel reference. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That's good. Well, we're impressed by when you drop that towel,
and it never
but anyway.
Hurt, and it never hurts to picture EJ in a towel and nothing else. I mean, or
no, it doesn't hurt at all.
No,
I think they should have done that somehow again. They should have brought that full circle and done it again.
Yeah, Marianne, they should have. That would have been awesome.
As part of the, you know, AVAC after the proposal, you know, we saw them in bed, but maybe, you know, he should have come out of the shower or something like that and drop the towel. Yeah. That would have even been better.
Let's not gloat about that. Let's recreate
the
magic.
Yeah, they should have kind of done that scene over again, meaning, you know, they could have done that.
Yes.
Instead of talking about it, they could have actually done it. So.
That
we'll take
good.
What we can.
Let's just take a moment and pretend like that did happen and think about it. I love that. That would have been great. They could still do that. They could still do that down the road. If the writers are listening, Marianne has a good point there. let's do that.
I forgot. What the hell is this whole Cameron story they're shoving down our throat, so to speak? I mean,
I don't
understand why they're doing that.
You know,
I'm not really impressed by the acting ability yet, and I'm keep hoping it'll come in time when he gets more used to it. But it's kind of like, why are they focusing on it? He's pretty good to look at, but I don't want to see him. You know, I wanted to like him.
And why is Anne so interested?
Well, he's a dick to Anne, that's why.
Yeah, what does she care about him? Why does she have to destroy him?
He's Lexi's brother, so she thinks he played the Lexi card to get his job. So she has issues with that.
She had that fight with Abigail, and then he butted his nose in, and he used the whole I have connections to Stefano DeMera. What an idiot. He was totally an idiot.
Probably everybody in the hospital knew somebody to get their job, I think. On that.
Yeah, but he kind of was totally an ass. He kind of brought it on himself, though. Anybody who defends Jennifer or her annoying daughter deserves to get whatever they get. Because Abby's so self-righteous.
I'm wondering if there's something more going on with the stripping, because, you know, he has this big guy, a wad full of cash. I'm like, okay, so what is really going on?
I'm like a loan shark.
I want to know why. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, you really don't pay attention to it until it's like, oh, okay, well, why did that happen? You know, until you go back and look at it. So I really didn't notice that. Then I heard somebody say something about the stripping, and I said, okay, so that's where he's getting the money from, but why is he giving it away? Would you make enough money as a doctor to...
he's a fairly new doctor, and I mean,
you don't make as much.
A lot of debt. Somehow he got into debt with something or other. He got into trouble somehow, so he's trying to work two jobs to pay it off. And they won't let him work double shifts and stuff, so he had to find something else. But I think he's a really nice looking guy, and certainly got a nice body, that's for sure. Nothing to argue about there. But I still don't feel the chemistry that Skylar Yancey and Kate Mancey had. I really felt like they had chemistry instantly. And I still do not see the chemistry. In fact, if anything, these escapades have made me almost like Chad and Abby, and I never even liked them before together.
Yes.
You know, but I like the touch of them before. Yeah, the banter.
I like them better now.
I like that.
Well, you know what?
Yes.
What, have you ever thought about
it
this way? Maybe they're doing that on purpose.
Yeah, maybe so.
Because I have looked at Chad in a different way. He seemed, I mean, he's more enjoyable to watch. He's actually kind of funny.
The witty repartee has been fun, and it's shown a whole new light on both of them, because I really did not see any chemistry before. Like, when they were together before, zero, none. And I honestly didn't see any chemistry with him and Melanie, and they were together in real life. But I just didn't see the chemistry. But I'm seeing it more now from the humor standpoint, and them sort of getting together kind of reluctantly to help their friend Cameron kind of thing. That's actually been really fun to watch. And so I agree. I agree with you guys.
What's really sad is that he had all this potential with Casey all along, and the writers didn't just use him the way they should have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
they wasted him. Mm-hmm.
I wonder, Kenneth, because I know you know a lot about the writing team and stuff. You know, I know Lorraine Broderick seems to be more involved now and stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder, because, like, now they're writing, and I know the script writers are the ones that write this, you know, the actual scripts, but it seems like they're letting Brian DeTillo's funny side come out more with Lucas again, and, you know, they seem to be injecting some humor into some things more. So I wonder if that was her doing or what, but I don't know.
I tend to think so, because there's a subtle lightness. If you just notice that, there seems to be a subtle lightness, and it seems very Lorraine Broderick like. I feel that she has a hand in the whole Chad thing.
Even with Rate, even though they have some depth to them and some layers, they're really funny together too.
Well, you have to remember she's known for couples. I mean, she has.
I didn't know that.
Some of the best. I can't think of. Oh my God. There's a lady. I don't know if you guys watch Young Restless or not, but there's a young lady that was with Adam. She was on All My Children, and she was with the guy that's on Bold and Beautiful right now. I think this playing is.
Melissa Claire Egan, that actress.
I think her name is Claire Egan.
Melissa Claire Egan.
yes. Lorraine wrote a story with her and her love interest that was on All My Children. It was like one of the. It was when that scene aired, it was the most aired scene in daytime history that had been seen at that particular time. It was a great story.
Maybe that's what it is.
I tend to believe what's going on is that they're writing towards their strengths. So Lorraine's doing one thing, and Gary's doing one thing, and Christopher's doing another thing. So I think as a whole, I think they're writing the story, but at the same time, you know, they're putting everybody where they're best at doing as far as what element, you know, because stories have many different elements. That's just what I think. I don't know, but. When Gary and Christopher Weitzel was writing before, you didn't see those elements.
Uh-uh.
Now,
nope.
And that's
nope.
What makes me
not
think that Lorraine is she has to have a hand in something.
I think that was
smart. Whoever hired her was very, very, very good.
Yes, because there is a lot more. There's a lot more romance. And but it's the kind of romance we kind of want to see, like, you know, like Kate. I mean, like, for the people who like Kate and Rafe, you know, we like their story. Even, I mean, for the few people who like Vannifer, you can even say they've got some of that. But even with Chad and Abby, like we were saying, and then who's the Jammy and everything. Yeah, I'm seeing it more. It's more with the people we want to see someone with. Well, not completely, but also there is that witty banter and the sort of, you know, the light moments and everything like that that make it more interesting, you know, and more fun to watch.
Exactly.
I don't know. I like it.
All that I can say is like I think the whole E. Jamie thing. I think that's her. I think that's her as well because, you know, I'm you know, Sammy is she's still Sammy, but she's a little softer. And I say that it's because Sammy is the queen of making mistakes, and to see her, I mean, to hear her tell EJ no at first, it made me see her in a totally different light. So, okay, so maybe, you know, Sammy's acting like an adult, a real adult now. You know, she's not just jumping into making these erratic, these crazy decisions. You know, she's actually acting and thinking like a human should think, you know, and not be so impulsive. She's actually thinking. And I like that, you know, especially when EJ asked her to marry her and she tells him no, and then she tells him why. You know, since when has Sammy ever had a legitimate reason for telling somebody no for something that was going to benefit her in the long run? But, you know, that made me, you know, look at her totally differently, you know, with the dialogue is what I'm saying. It's just, it's totally different. It really is, because I'm like, okay, I would have never seen Sammy that way. Never, because I'm so used to seeing her scheming and lying, manipulating, doing all this stuff. And she has a little softness to her.
But she's still scheming, though.
Well, yeah, she's still scheming, but, you know, it's not like it's for a good cause. You see what I'm saying? It's for a good
reason.
You know, and I'm not used to that. You know, Sammy's normally, you know, doing something to benefit herself, but she has put herself on the back burner for somebody else. So her scheming is not for herself; it's for her child. And Sammy's not known. She's not the type of person that is known to put herself on the back for anybody else. It's normally her first.
You know what I can't wait for?
They've back-burnered Sammy and EJ, and they're kind of pimping Sonny and Will right now, in a way.
Well, God knows
they're not using
them maritime
the way they used to. Yeah.
He was like,
but I enjoy Sonny
so
and Will, so I can't complain too much because I do enjoy both of them. So.
And I especially loved them. Was it Wednesday, was it, they were on? Like the one day? Yeah, I liked it because it was kind of like the writers finally remembered that Will actually has a spine and that he would he's not taking Nick's crap anymore. He's basically telling Ryan to back the hell off. I reached my limit with you. And he basically says, Sonny is mine, and I practically screamed at the TV. I went, oh, my God, yes. And then he's like, you know, go ahead, give me your best shot. But for someone who's supposed to be so smart, you really are clueless. I was like, yes, this is what I've been waiting for. And it's kind of like, why haven't it? It's like they wanted so badly to show the difference between Will and Nick. They kind of were, like, diminishing Will to prop Nick a little bit for, like, a few months. And I like Blake Bear. Don't get me wrong. I love him. But I didn't think they had to go that far. You know, I was like, I like seeing him being forceful and say, to hell with you. And I kind of like that. I'm like, yes. You know, I was really happy. But I'm like, you know, I would like to have seen a little more of it. But, like, maybe him deck him. But other than that, I was really happy. But I really enjoyed that, you know. And I kind of like some of the stuff that they're really doing, other than the Danifer crap. But, you know, that was really good this week. What did you guys think?
Yeah.
Go ahead, honey.
No, that's okay. No, I agree. No, I like seeing the Will, Sonny. I like seeing the guys come back playing, I guess it was basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
What did you guys think
that was fun.
And T,
I like seeing T was there. Yeah, I like seeing him again.
and he's into dudes. And I swear to God, the laughter that came across Sonny's face when T said that was hysterical.
I know, that was funny. That was funny. Mm-hmm. Into dudes, like, yeah, so-and-so Ashley's brother or whatever, he's into dudes. What more do you need?
He's into dudes.
You know?
What more
like,
do you need to know?
Yeah, I love it. I like it that they've allowed, because he's a character that's not on very much, but I like that they keep bringing him back and that he's evolved as a character, and you know, even that there's even character development within the minor characters that aren't on very often. I thought that was kind of cool. But,
I wouldn't mind seeing him more, and I
yeah,
forgot how much
I
missed
like
that character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's not being a douche. He's actually likable.
Yeah, he is. I've always thought he was funny. I always thought he was kind of
yes.
funny.
And you need to have characters like that.
Yes,
what,
we do.
What character is this?
T.
T-Man or T, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Will's friend, T.
You know, it was
kind of like, you know, against Will, and he was, you know.
I think the
whole gay thing, but now he seems to have accepted Will and Sonny.
Well, what was his, he had a girlfriend. What was her name?
Audrey?
Oh, yeah.
The blonde girl? Yeah.
Yes, because I think
she
left the same time that Chloe left the first time because they got involved with pimping. She got pimped out, too.
Back then you're talking about. Oh, I don't know. Back then, I don't know who that was.
I forgot about that. Oh, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, they were together. And I thought she was a pretty good. I thought since they had given her something to do, even though
she had dark hair. I think, yeah, I remember her.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name.
I thought the whole storyline sucked, but the fact that they had given her something to do showed that she had the
what
action chops.
Kenzie
you know,
or something
really
like
that?
Oh, crap.
Kinsey.
Yes.
Kinsey. Yeah.
Yes.
Kinsey.
Yeah. Kinsey. Yes. Yeah.
Kinsey.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. She was actually a pretty good actress. I thought since they had given her something to do, you know, even though the storyline was total garbage, but still, she showed that she had. When you give somebody something decent to work with, you see what they can do. And I actually liked her, so. But oh well, they need to use, you know, it was great to see T back, but I think, you know, they need to find something for him to do too. You know, I think he needs to be really involved with the Chad storyline too, because now that him and Will are friends again, you saw how protective he was when he found out how when Will was gay, he actually ended up fighting Sonny and all his other stuff. Now I would like to, you know, like to kind of see that kind of be reversed and that anger be directed towards Nick, because he's doing the same thing that he was doing before.
Don't forget, they mentioned this a month or two ago, that T actually, Will told T a few years back that he had shot EJ and T didn't believe him.
I forget.
And
oh.
Nick knows that T knows. So that could also come into play.
Oh, boy.
Makes me wonder if they're going to bring that up with him, that character.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I did forget about that.
Yeah, I don't think T's going to be helping Nick out at all, though. I don't think so.
I think T should be helping Will out.
I think he will. I would like to see that actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
I mean, because really Nick's crime is he basically was doing the same thing that T was doing, and T's come around, so you know Nick needs to. So that's interesting. Really interesting. I'm happy to see him back.
I am too. Did anybody see the promo for next week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
I was so happy. Way too happy, probably, but I was so happy. Number one, to see Stefano in a promo.
No,
first
I didn't
of all.
See it. What was it?
Basically, Sammy and Will are talking to Stefano about him getting his help with the whole Nick situation. Mm-hmm. And basically he says to Will, I'll do it, but it's something I need for you to do for me. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yep.
We knew he was going to want something.
Strange.
Come on, step it up.
Right.
Maybe bring yeah. Chad into the fold. I don't know. He
why
wants Chad
to
move in, doesn't he?
Why don't they go talk to Victor? I mean, isn't Victor Sonny's grandfather?
Grandpa, yeah. I think.
Well,
uncle. He's uncle.
You're related, like an uncle. I get. Yeah, I guess.
I have a feeling he's probably going to be brought in sooner rather than later, probably.
I mean, I would rather go to Victor.
And
the
Sonny, yeah.
She's stepping on Victor working to destroy Nick. No, that'd be fun.
That's just like
really?
Jack and Nick working together. Ugh. I mean, they would be unstoppable, but why? It doesn't make sense. Why would I go to Stefano?
I would.
Victor could do the same thing. Victor got his own goons.
Oh, didn't he get, kind of sushied up a bit since he met Maggie? I don't know. Victor's, less deadly now, I think. I don't know. It's like he's so afraid of offending Maggie, you know? That's one thing I kind of miss about Victor. I'd like to see him a little, I don't know, he can still threaten somebody and actually believe it, you know?
I think we might see a return of Victor once if this whole Kristen thing played out the way I think it will, but I'm not really sure. But if you would have saw them pictures, y'all would have saw the old Victor coming on back. Kiriakis.
I love how he says it. Just how he says it makes me laugh. Kiriakis.
Kiriakis. It's a hoot. No, it's a hoot.
Let me bring on April. April?
Hey, ladies. How you doing?
There she is.
Hello.
Hey there. Hello.
Hi, darling.
Hey.
Hello, you guys are making me hungry.
We're still yakking, as you tweeted.
Oh, I've fallen asleep, and I woke up, and I'm glad I hit Twitter. So, what's going on?
Well, you know me, I'm trying not to eat. I'm on Twitter. Every time we
never
do the show, I feel like I have to eat something. It's just weird. I'm thinking about the Chex Mix, you know, in my pantry right now. So I'm trying to wait for 13 more minutes. So what's up, April? What do you want to talk about?
Oh, how did everybody feel about a jammy this week?
Oh, I love it.
I just didn't like the location, but I love the dialogue. They just kind of got off a little cheap. And that's where Tony proposed to Anna, too, so it's not a new phenomenon, either, to propose at the pub. I didn't like it what Tony and Anna did, either. But that's the only thing that really bugged me about it. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's nice to see something romantic for a change. I think everything is a little bit too, I don't know, middle class. I don't know. It was just me, but I did love the dialogue. What did you think, April? April?
Hello?
Oh, let me see where she... Oh, holy cow. I don't know what happened. Blog Talk Radio kicked her... There she is. Sorry, I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
I am. On Twitter. Yeah, it put you on mute. I wasn't even on that page. So I'm sorry about that. Yeah, what did you think about each Amy?
No, I thought it was great. I have a saying, the soap gods have answered our wishes, and I've been in each Amy having all week, so. But I thought it was great. I mean, the dialogue was great. I expected, something like a yacht or Paris, but, I mean, it couldn't have been more perfect. I I thought it was good. I'm wondering what he's up to, though. I keep getting little hints that he's up to something with Stefano. Any clue on that?
No,
absolutely not. I think I'm more curious about Kristen, though, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, next week Kristen intervenes and pushes Rave onto Sammy. I don't know. So that's going to be...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I wonder what's up with that, why she's trying to break up the Jammy.
I don't know.
Just off EJ?
Yeah, that's true. I don't get that, but where's Stefano been? I haven't seen him much lately. Has he been on much?
Stefano was on Thursday.
He was on Wednesday this week, I think.
Yeah,
I haven't seen him a whole lot. What do you think about Vargas? Are you guys Team Vargas or Team Eric
girl.
And Nicole?
Yes, honey. Yes. Yes, honey.
Oh, that,
yes.
Yeah.
Honey. Vargas,
what are your thoughts on that?
Honey, he is sexy, honey. He just absolutely.
We all love Vargas.
Absolutely delicious. Yes.
We have to fight, you know.
You really shouldn't ask us what our thoughts on Vargas are. It could be rated R or worse.
Oh, gosh. I wonder what Father Eric's going to do.
I wish he'd do Nicole, but hey, you know, Vargas is right here. I'm perfectly okay with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wish Father Eric would find Vargas and Nicole and maybe it'd light a fire under Father Eric.
Under,
I don't know.
But you
I'll
know
get
what?
That collar off, finally.
Yeah.
The strange thing this is the strange thing. I actually believe Eric actually knows that Nicole has feelings for him.
I know he does.
Something about me.
He does.
Says he knows.
Well, he has feelings for her, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
He's just trying to suppress them, that's all.
He was going to throw her out?
Well, I don't know. He might throw her out after they do the deed. But not,
right.
Not no time before.
He was
fine.
Having those dreams, too. You know, he was fighting it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
mm-hmm.
he was way too, he was so happy he wasn't being transferred, and so was she. So.
Oh, I know. I have an opinion on that. I think Eric is going to, I don't know where he is right now, but when he comes back, I think he's going to get super jealous. And I see a triangle coming here. Do you guys see it?
Yes, honey. Yes.
I love the triangle that's on the horizon.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
Both of them are hot.
Yes, honey. Yes. I wish I was Nicole, honey. That's a good triangle to be in. Knowing that you're the piece in the middle. Yes, honey. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. They're getting some hotties on that show.
Yes, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy.
Who is your favorite couple?
Are you talking to me?
Mm-hmm. Who's your favorite?
Me and Vargas.
We have a couple of one track mind.
It's Vargas now.
Wait, let me go ask him. He's right. Vargas is right here with me, Kenneth. Let me go ask him what he thinks of that.
Oh, yeah. Where's George?
Have to get Vargas.
Did George come on tonight?
We've got to get Vargas on the show.
George hasn't appeared for a few weeks. We don't know where George is.
I must say, on a couple standpoint, I don't know if you can necessarily consider them a couple, but I'm really intrigued at Raven Kate. You know, Kate hadn't had anything to do for a while, and it seemed like they're
just
a lot of energy.
They're hot.
Yes, a hot couple. Yes, hot couple.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really...
And I think it's great for her. You know, she's
51
years old, and she's a sex kitten right now, and I hope she's enjoying every minute of it.
She's
hot, and... pardon me?
How old is she?
She just turned 60.
She just turned 60.
She turned 60?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and she's
rocking it. she is gorgeous.
She's watching. I'm so happy for her.
This week, she looked gorgeous. I love the outfit she had on. That color just looks so pretty on her. And Rafe, to me, Rafe looks better, too. I just think they look really good together. I just find him so much more attractive than when he was with Sammy. I don't know. He used to have such a smug look on his face all the time. He just had this smug look. And with Kate, he's a lot lighter, and he seems sweet and sincere. And I don't know. I just think, the way they're playing it, I just think they're both falling for each other. I love it.
Oh, I hope so.
Absolutely.
And I'm so happy for Lauren.
Yes, because she's rocking it for sure.
She deserves it.
Do you think they could be a super couple?
I didn't see it coming, though. It was a surprise to me. I expected it to be Nicole or Hope.
Do you think that they could be the super couple of this generation, of this time through? You know, they have the super couple of the past, but do you think that they could make it as a super couple?
Personally, I do, because I think they've got all the elements. They've got, I mean, they obviously have chemistry, but they also have the humor, and they also have the, like Galen said in an interview recently in Soap Opera Digest, there's no, other than Kate doing that paperwork behind the back, but there's no real deception between the two of them. It's like most of the other couples have something they're hiding from each other or something like that, or they're, whereas with those two, it's like all their cards are on the table, and I like that.
Right.
And it's just very refreshing. It's like an adult relationship, but it's not like they're just having sex. There's actual feelings developing, and, you know, they seem to respect each other and care about each other.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of elements there. And then plus you have the whole underlying thing of as people discover they're together, that fun side of it too, of the reactions of people when they discover it. So there's all these layers to it. So hey, maybe if props to Lorraine Broderick, if she's the one that's doing this, I don't know whose idea it was to put these two together, but I thought it was brilliant. And I just hope that the writers give them, you know, they definitely have a lot of story to tell, because they're both connected to so many people in Salem in one way or another that it makes for some lots of different angles to their relationship. So,
do you think Stefano knows yet?
Oh, Stefano knows everything.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I don't think he does. If he knows, he would want to kill Rafe by now.
Yeah.
He's probably plotting
something.
He's
going to want her back. Yes. I can't wait till Sammy finds out. That's going to be fun.
I can't wait.
One of the things. I can't wait for Sammy to find out about that. I can't wait till she finds out about the real reason Nick's trying to steal Will's child from him. That's going to be fantastic.
What is the real reason?
Because he's a bigot.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, she's
going to
lose
agree.
It. And the fact that EJ knows about it but hasn't told her. That's going to be interesting,
Right. Yeah. I think Blake Harris is doing a wonderful job acting, though. I mean, I personally can't wait till Nick goes down, but I think the acting is incredible, really.
Yes. It's absolutely phenomenal. I was actually blown away because, you know, I've never seen Blake in that capacity before. When he first came up to the show, he was just awkwardly weird, dorky guy, and now he has emerged into this superstar as of an actor, and if Lorraine Broderick, I'm telling you, if she has anything to do with this story, hands down, because she, whoever is writing this particular story and writing it for the actors or whatever else, truly knew what they were doing, and he is clicking on all cylinders right now.
Yes, I agree. I think Dave's portrayal of the Wilson story has been excellent. It's been very realistic from all aspects of Lucas being upset and trying to understand, and Adrian and Justin. I'm really impressed with this particular story. I can't stand Jennifer, but other than that, I think all stories are rocking.
I don't think Jennifer understands Jennifer.
I don't I'm hoping that Chloe's going or gone. I'm hoping that I love Missy Reese. I mean, she's a great. I loved her and Jack, but this story just is not using their potential at all. But hopefully they'll move on.
It seems like they're just. It seems like it's almost like when they had Rafe and Sammy together, they're forcing it down our throats. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, boring.
Yes.
I think we all agree on that.
Oh, I wanted to bring something up real quickly because I was on Twitter, and they had the Glad Awards earlier, and Days won for Best Daily Drama.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Are you kidding? Oh, that's awesome. I've been out of the loop for a couple of days. That's great.
Because I really think they're doing, when that comes to that storyline, I think they've been doing a fantastic job. If no other reason, the coming out storyline of Will is like one of my favorites in like a long time on a soap. And I just really love those two actors. I just thought I'd say something.
Oh, yeah.
Where did they win that? What, say that again?
The GLAAD Media Awards.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
The Days of Our Lives? I mean, like, among other shows besides Daytime?
Yes. It was just Daytime. And they won last year, too.
Oh, that's cool.
Really? I didn't know that. That's rocking. They deserve it.
Yeah, I just think they've been really good. And Julie's showing.
I love the scene where Caroline's basically no PDAs in here or something, and then she's like, just kidding. I thought that was cute.
She's a hoot. She's funny.
She is.
I just can't get over the fact she has dollar bills in her hand. I still can't get that picture out of my head.
I know.
She's probably thinking, I'm an Emmy Award-winning actress. I'm stuffing dollars in somebody's crotch. I love it. No.
Oh, I know. That was hysterical.
The actress is probably loving it, though.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. She probably got a kick out of it.
She's something.
Well, ladies, I'm going to wrap it up.
Okay.
I gave in to temptation. I got my cheesy Chex mix.
It's kind of hard to eat that on. It's kind of hard to eat that on air.
I try.
I love you,
George. Come on tonight,
Kenneth. Look what you called in.
Hi,
George.
Now my girl.
His own shoes on now.
I'm gonna leave y'all with a little
George
bit of something. I love you. I love you.
Thanks, ladies. It was fun.
And I'll see you all.
Bye.
Next
week.
You go, baby.
Bye.
Love y'all.
Night, night.
I love you,
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Ian Buchanan.
Don't forget the Ian Buchanan interview on Monday.
Hi, Sarah.
Ian Buchanan.
Yes. Don't forget our interviews this week.
Yeah.
Ian
on
Friday. Did you guys talk about that?
Yeah,
Kale on Friday.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, how could you forget?
I know you got Kale. I've
been trying after him. I got a guess out of him, but I didn't.
I saw he answered you. Yeah, he has been promising us for a long time. So.
Oh, I know, and I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
That's great. He told me yes about a month ago, but he's busy right now. I'm just really even considering it. But I'm so glad for you guys.
Just
hey,
keep
out
the only way the you're going to get them.
I wanted to shout out to Rose, too, who's at the Derby tonight. So.
Oh, that's
wow.
Yeah. So you got Ian on Monday at 10 and Tao on Friday at 10.
Week. Congratulations.
What a week.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, woo! I know. Well, you know how we got Tao to commit to a date? I asked him.
Pardon me?
I have to run to her in.
I've been asking him.
It was like January, I think. He was supposed to do Valentine's. Yeah, he was supposed to do it in Valentine's, and then he said April. And I asked him. He's like, okay.
He says May. Yeah.
See, I had to write
him a different person. Yeah. Hey.
Okay, congratulations.
Yeah,
hey, I wanted to tell you, I really loved your interview with that Mary lady. Oh, she was just wonderful. That was a very good interview. It was wonderful. I just loved the interview, and I loved her. She was a doll.
Oh, yeah. She's so easy.
Marie?
She's, great stories. Yeah, Marie. Yeah, she was wonderful.
Yeah,
oh,
she's
yeah.
lovely. Love her.
Mm-hmm. I went home. I came in late, and I went home and listened to it. I really enjoyed it. You guys are great interviewers. So
oh.
I love you guys' show. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. We're glad to call
thank
in.
You.
glad to. Glad
All
to
right. Have a good week, okay?
All right. Take care.
Okay.
We'll
Bye-bye.
See you later.
All
Bye.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, girls. All right, so Ian, Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Teo, Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's an awesome week. So everybody
oh,
get
yeah.
rest up, you know, take a nap, you know, get a cocktail ready for both interviews.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eat your Chex Mix before the show. it's gonna be a great week. So, okay.
Yeah.
We'll see everybody later. Mm-hmm. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.